Audio generation, PF12, 5.
I am Liam. Life is full of surprises, and your budget needs to be ready to move with you. No matter how perfect your plan is on day one, things will change. Maybe you get a big promotion, or maybe your boss tells you that your hours are being cut. Maybe you decide to move to a new city for school, or finally buy that car you have been saving for. Knowing how to pivot is a superpower for your stress levels. It is not about your plan failing. It is about your plan evolving. Today, we are going to learn how to make adjustments to your budget to accommodate whatever life throws at you. I love coming up with new ideas, and being able to adjust your finances means you can say yes to new opportunities without fear.
I am Maya. I am a great planner, and we are going to look at the math of moving to a new place. Moving is one of the biggest budget pivots you will ever make. It is not just about the monthly rent. It is about all the hidden costs that come with a change in your living situation, like new utility setups, moving truck fees, and changes in your commute. We will use technology and spreadsheet templates to show you how to compare your old life with your new one. This ensures that your new accommodation fits within your realistic and measurable goals. Being prepared for the move before you pack the first box is the best way to ensure your financial health remains strong.
I am Chloe. I love finding out facts, and I am going to show you what happens to your budget after you achieve a major goal. This is the happy side of pivoting. When you finally buy that car or finish paying for your first year of college, that specific savings line in your budget disappears. But your budget does not just stop, it matures. I will show you how to take that money and redirect it toward your next big responsibility or your next long-term goal. It is about keeping the momentum going so that every success leads to the next one. We will justify these new choices to make sure your sound financial planning stays on track for the long run.
And I am Noah. I love telling stories, and I will handle the tough stuff today. We are going to discuss how to identify viable options to address unexpected challenges, like losing your hours at work or facing a sudden family emergency. These moments can be scary, but having a budget gives you a map to navigate the storm. We will look at how to prioritize your essentials and where to find flexibility when things get tight. Being a responsible citizen means having a plan for the rainy days so you do not have to rely on high-interest debt. Let us look at how we adjust our plans to stay safe and secure.
Let us imagine a very common scenario for a student in Ontario. You have been living at home and saving money, but now you are moving to a new city for a job. This is a massive change in circumstances. Your old budget is now completely useless. You have to start by gathering new information. What is the average rent in the new area? Will you need to pay for heat and hydro separately? In many Canadian cities, rent might be higher than you expected, which means you have to make a choice. Do you spend less on entertainment, or do you find a roommate to share the costs? This is the core of sound financial planning, being realistic about the numbers before you sign the lease. You have to prioritize your needs to make sure you have a safe place to live before you think about anything else.
When you move, you also have to consider the impact on your transportation costs. If your new apartment is further from your work, you might need to add a monthly transit pass or set aside more money for gas and parking. These become your new fixed expenses. A pro of moving is the independence it brings, but the con is that your margin for error gets smaller. You must use technology like a spreadsheet to see your new bottom line. If your new expenses are $200 more than your old ones, that money has to come from somewhere. By adjusting your budget early, you avoid the trap of using a credit card to cover the gap at the end of the month. It is all about making sure your income still covers your personal responsibilities in your new environment.
Now, let us talk about handling the unexpected. What if your workplace cuts your hours? This is a challenge that requires immediate action. First, you need to identify your viable options. Can you cut your variable expenses right away? Maybe you cancel your streaming services or stop eating at restaurants for a month. Second, look for alternatives. Can you find a part-time gig or apply for employment insurance? The pro of having a budget is that you already know exactly how much you need to survive. This reduces your panic because you have a clear map of your essentials. You can see exactly how long your savings will last and what changes you need to make to stay afloat. Being prepared for these challenges is what makes you financially resilient.
On a happier note, your budget also needs to change when you succeed. Suppose your goal was to save $5,000 for a used car. You did it. You buy the car, and that monthly savings line of $200 is now gone. But wait, now you have new responsibilities. You need to budget for insurance, gas, and oil changes. A major tip is to keep that $200 line in your budget, but rename it car maintenance and future replacement. This way, you are always prepared for a flat tire or the day you eventually need a new vehicle. Achieving a goal is a massive motivator, and seeing your budget adapt to your new life is incredibly rewarding. It proves that your planning is working and that you can handle the responsibilities of your new assets.
Financial planning is not a one-time event. It is a lifelong habit. Every 6 months or whenever a big life event happens, you should sit down and review your numbers. Ask yourself if your goals are still realistic and if you are still prioritizing what truly matters to you. If you find that your income is no longer covering your costs, the best time to know that is today, not 3 months from now when your bank account is empty. Adjusting your budget gives you the power to say yes to new adventures and stay calm during tough times. Take a look at the what-if scenario in the lesson below. Try to adjust the sample budget to account for a 20% cut in income. It is a great way to practice your pivoting skills before you need them in real life. Your budget is a living document that serves you, so do not be afraid to change it as you grow.
Remember, your budget is a tool that gives you freedom, not a set of chains that hold you back. It is okay to change the numbers as your life changes. The most successful people are not those who never face challenges, but those who have a plan to meet them. By using spreadsheets to track these changes, you can see the long-term impact of your choices instantly. Whether you are moving up in the world or facing a temporary setback, your budget is your best friend. Stay motivated, keep tracking, and always be ready to pivot. We will see you in the next video where we will tackle one of the most important annual events in your financial life, filing your taxes.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.